Happy birthday, dear Carol. Happy birthday to you.
Don't sue us for
legally non-binding.
Oh, Guardians of the Geekery. Happy birthday, though, Carol.
Thank you.
Hope it was fantastic.
It was. It was fantastic. I had a skull cake.
Do you remember any of it besides the skull cake?
No.
Perfect. That's a good birthday.
What did I agree to?
Well, don't. We can read over the contract later.
Oh.
But it's so cool because it's episode 22, and Carol turned 22.
Plus some.
In my mind.
Plus two.
Yeah, 22.
We never said what planet we were orbiting.
Taylor Swift, feel like we're 22.
Yeah, that's Taylor Swift. Oh, dear. Okay, I had no idea what song that was.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. Yeah.
If you like Dancing with the Stars, you'd know.
Yeah. No, see, I don't, so there.
Yeah. Or you So You Think You Can Dance. Taylor Swift, named after James Taylor. Did you know that?
Mm. No, but that makes sense.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift's cat, named after a TV character. Did you know that?
What's her cat's name?
Olivia Benson.
No.
Really? From SVU?
Yes.
SVU.
Why would you name your cat after a homicide detective?
Well, why did the lab guy in CSI name his cat Kobayashi
Maru? Wait, we're getting off on the...
What is this, Guardians of the Geekery?
Episode 22, and before you guys... Go ahead, introduce everybody.
That's Carol. Hello. Yeah, that's Joey, the Giddy Geeker. That's Tenacious T, or whatever she wants to be this week. Yeah. Special guest Mickey and Steven. Before anybody can say anything,
we're going to go right into the rapid fire response round. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. You can add with one word or phrase. Don't overthink it. Mickey, if something is wireless, why must one install it?
That's a tech question. I don't do tech.
If something is wireless, why must one install it?
So I can get paid, because I work for a company called Wireless.
Too many questions. One word or phrase.
Too many questions.
What's your fandom? Top fandom.
Everything.
What's your top fandom?
Books,
rapid fire.
Books.
Okay. Top three cosplays that you would choose to do if you could.
No. Morticia Adams... Tornado Sharknado again. It's Scooby-Doo.
I had a list of these and now it's blank. No, Fremen from Dune, the Apporson from the Apporson series, and I forget what the third one on my list was.
Mickey, why are hot dogs and buns packaged in different quantities?
I actually could answer this, but it'd take way too long.
Okay. Steven, who is the best sci-fi captain?
I was thinking earlier that I really like Dylan Hunt from Andromeda.
Okay. Mm. Star Trek original or new generation?
Next generation.
That should be next generation.
I know. He typed new generation. This is not this new is kids not on the a, block. Okay, if you get one night to be with any TV movie character, what would you do and who do you choose?
Ooh.
Tiffany, we aren't kidding.
We know. We know the fucking answer, Tiffany.
Yeah, it's Henry Cavill. I'm all in. Yeah.
Whatever role.
Whatever's going to give us our explicit rating today. Steven.
It's whether we're doing or doing.
Yes.
If we're doing, definitely Kaylee from Firefly. All kinds of funs in the engine room. If we're doing otherwise, Daniel Jackson would be a lot of fun to talk about
from
whatever.
Stargate.
The, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, for ancient cultures and then Revelations and then Stargate. Yes.
Yeah. Kaylee to cuddle, Daniel to talk. Mickey.
Nathan Fillion to cuddle, Castle to
talk. There you go.
It's
going to talk after.
Paper. If we're talking about bags, paper, but...
Batteries are plug-in.
Plug-in.
If you are stuck on a desert island with a solar charger and you have to have just one of these things to read over and over or hear or whatever, what book would you choose?
Oh, A Handmaid's Tale, Margaret Atwood.
What book would you choose?
The smoke's going to start pouring out of my ears as I try to think of all the books I have. The one thing I can defer.
Soccer album that you would choose.
This is going to sound totally against everybody who knows me, but Jesus Christ Superstar by the original movie cast.
Okay. Album. CD compilation.
I know what those things are. Nightfall in Middle Earth by Blind Guardian.
Okay, movie.
Wow. The Last Samurai.
Movie.
Dune.
Game that you could play over and over again by yourself because you're alone on a desert island.
Oh, Marvel Universe Puzzle Quest.
And Steven.
Dragon Age Inquisition has been fun.
Okay, and going back to book?
You're going back?
Okay, you have survived! Go ahead.
We'll go with the Silmarillion, just because there's plenty of stuff to look back in it.
Okay, there you go.
I got one more for him. Sequels or prequels? Just quick.
Sequels.
All right.
Prequels usually end up screwing everything up, so.
Okay.
Yeah, all
right. You have survived, not well, but valiantly. So, there you go. You survived. Yes.
To the gauntlet.
So, Mickey, who are you and what the heck are you doing here?
I am Mickey. I'm one of the organizers of the Charlotte Geeks. I used to run the trivia. Hopefully, we'll be able to get back to that soon. I panel at Con Carolinas for different things. I have recently been working a lot harder on the Charlotte Geeks page, so we can get that up and running more. And all around, I'm cute and fun at parties.
And Steven, who are you and why the heck are you here?
Well, I am Steven Schoenwolf. I would like to call myself extraordinaire at something, but those words escape me at the moment. I'm here today because I help support the Geek Gala.
Woo! Thank you!
Which means that I apparently have money, but not enough to be attracting all the women.
First you get the money, then you get the podcast, then you get the women.
Yeah, just wait. The podcast groupies are out of this world.
That's good. That's so crazy. I should go buy a big stick for my girlfriend. So that
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah, she probably appreciates that you mentioned her now.
She was mentioned.
she was mentioned.
Hey, there was disclosure. Disclosure happened.
Wow.
Sure it did.
Wow, my mouth is running away with me. Anyway, what I was going to say about me, I am a big fan of books and literature, which is why I couldn't name one very quickly, thank you much. Also, Star Wars, Tolkien especially.
The portion of our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And recently I've been a really big fan on David Weber and the Honor Harrington series and some of his other stuff, and have recently joined the Royal Manticore Navy, which is their fan association.
And you know there's a whole convention called HonorCon.
There is! And if you want to talk about that later, that would also be great, because my captains wrote me into being one of their social media people, so I keep on posting things to their various Facebook pages and Twitter, and need to somehow talk more about that in the future. But I didn't want to proselytize on my first visit to Guardians of the Year.
We appreciate that.
I don't know. You paid for it. I think you can turn this over to him. Go with the links, baby. Go.
We can definitely link to it. Ow. I'm stuck.
Links hurt.
Apparently so.
For those listening at home, it is not has nothing to do with the links.
Well, you just asked Zelda about how much links hurt.
My earrings got caught in my shirt, if anybody has ever... in the little loop on the shirt that's supposed to keep it on the hanger, which I thought I had cut off, but evidently it's still there. Mm. Okay, so...
Your jewelry is trying to kill you.
Yeah, my
jewelry tries to kill me all the time.
And it's a heart. It's a blue heart. Aww. It's supposed to be true blue. But yes, we can link to HonorCon on Facebook. I can't promise it will go anywhere else because we don't do the links anymore, but we will do it on there.
That's fine. I can share that later.
Yeah. So, HonorCon, I'm writing it down to link it. Okay. Speaking of cons. This weekend.
Con!
Heroes Con this weekend.
Yay! With Stan Lee. I think we heard a lot about that last week.
Yeah.
Last weekend.
I think I'm going to go, actually.
Are you? Cool.
Yeah, I think I am.
What day are you going?
Probably Saturday.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys going Saturday?
We were thinking about maybe, possibly, perhaps knocking about. We have to do super secret stuff for the Geek Gala Saturday morning, so... but yeah, I definitely
heard your super secret stuff before already, so it's not so secret.
You know, I told you those porn links were quiet and you can't share them.
The Geek Gala just got that much more interesting.
It should be if you're into. Yeah. Anyway,
fun.
Well,
and porn.
Yeah, we can't really make that announcement yet.
Come to the Geek Gala. Oh. It is PG-13 plus, maybe NC-17 sometimes.
We actually have the screening of Star Wars.
She was drinking, and my tablecloth will be ruined. Okay.
What tablecloth?
illusion. It's all
so there's one on the floor. It's like,
wow. Awesome fancies
here.
Is it Thanksgiving already?
Dinner party.
Talk about the time warp. Holy shit. Right.
So HeroesCon this weekend, yes, go in.
Yeah, go if you're in town, or if you're not in town, drive to town and go to HeroesCon.
If you see anybody with little black square buttons on, they may be part of the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, I'm just saying.
Unless their button says something else completely.
If it says Guardians of the Geekery,
okay.
then
on the button. Much.
And if you can't see and it's a girl, you can go up really close and look.
I'm just looking at
I
your
advocate
button.
People staring at my boobs.
Yeah. I thought
I'm
you were.
Wearing a button.
Here, have a button. So I was looking very hard for it.
I like that. Here, have a button so I can stare at it on your chest. Okay. But if you really want to see us for sure, you can go to StormCon. That is going to be in Charleston, South Carolina at the end of June. Ooh. And Matt and I will be the away team for the podcast. Neither one of us will wear red shirts.
I was going to clarify that.
Well, if you wear red shirts, you have to be Scotty. He was the only red shirt to make it through the entire series.
Well, you are the technical advisor, so
I'm
you could
Scottish on my yeah, grandmother's side. That. So yeah, okay.
And we are going to be doing some mini podcasts there, just like at Con Carolinas. We've got some exciting cast of characters lined up, so definitely check that out. But not to pre-promote too early, but
we did.
But okay. There you go.
Yep.
And, of course, then after that will be Congregate.
Congregates.
We'll be there in July.
July 10th.
Yes.
11th we'll
through 13th or 10th through 12th.
10th through the 12th, I believe.
Yes. We do not
have... We'll be the away team.
Yeah, we'll be the away team. And
you're not seeing me pointed to Joey and I.
Yes. So. The cat and the geeker will be the away team, and we will have shirts, so you might see us with those, and you can come stare at them. Just don't tell Matt.
Yeah, just don't tell me. I'm okay if you don't tell me.
He was looking incensed before he realized that he didn't tell you.
Yes.
Be fine. Yes. And then after that, of course, is Charlotte Comic Con in August with Rick Fortenberry and the crew. So,
woo. Where I will be interviewing the cast of Pretty Little Liars.
No,
just kidding.
No, she really won't.
No, we did not get
Pretty
that.
Little Liars.
No, she really won't.
No,
but let's talk about some TV that we might actually, be talking about.
Yes.
Let's
dance away from the Pretty Little Liars.
I see where this train wreck is going.
You think you can dance?
And some people do, and they can't. And some people don't. So,
yes, as I showed on Saturday night.
Yeah.
You did pretty good, I thought.
Well, see, here's what I would say about your dancing on Saturday night. It's very similar to So You Think You Can Dance this season, because... The challenge in the past for the show has been there have been some street dancers that tried to do stage and they didn't have the training or the technical experience to do it, and so it did not carry over well. And there were some stage artists that couldn't necessarily bring the funk when they went over to the stage style dancing. And so this year they decided to divide it up between stage and street so that people could excel at what they're good at. And the dance that you were trying to do was not what you were good at.
Long story short, or no, too late.
Did I have a stroke? What happened?
So anyway, this week...
So the message is, watch So You Think You Can Dance.
Well, and just to tone it down and be serious for one second, if you were ever going to watch one of the audition ones, I would definitely watch the very first two people that audition this week in L.A., because they were fantastic. Mm. And then I would definitely skip to the end and watch the last two, because they were also fantastic. But there was some amazing people on this week. There was a woman who, she actually, when she was six, had been hit by a car, and they were actually going to amputate her leg, and she's had over 20 surgeries. And she was not the most technically accurate dancer, but she was a beautiful dancer, better than anybody would have thought. And it was very inspiring. And there was a young man named Jim that was, oh my God, I actually rewound it and made Matt watch it because
the definition in his legs. Was
you're honey, look so at this amazing. Man's legs.
The guy was a pure like, muscle.
Just no, he was crazy. But he was also somebody who had had some childhood trauma and had been through a series of major surgeries to have corrective. And he said, you just have to put your best out there. And my gosh, he was just...
Yeah, he had a cleft palate, a severe cleft palate, very open. And they saw the results of all the progression of the surgeries. And I thought I wouldn't have known that from looking at him.
But he said he went through a lot of teasing in high school and a lot of stuff. And
Dance was the thing.
And he says, when I dance, I feel beautiful. And I'll tell you, when he danced, I don't normally... And he did like a samurai kind of dance, and it was just amazing. So, if that's not your geekdom, I'm sorry, we're done now. But that was awesome. Anyway, let's talk about...
Ever is just like, I just like to dance, and I took lessons, and now I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay. And there was nothing traumatic happened to me. I was a pretty ordinary child.
But for the auditions, they don't necessarily highlight them. They'll show you parts of it. But they definitely, they want to see who people react to because it is a voting thing once it goes live. So they want to build up stories.
Please let us know because we would all have a vested interest in voting.
That's right.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think they do it now too. I think they do it now too because as soon as they get to Las Vegas, it's like a big cattle call, like a big Broadway. So it's like you've got 50 people up on a stage. So you're not going to get that individual
attendance. Yeah. Is it like an American Idol sort of process?
Sort of. So they pare it down. So right now there's over 84 people that have been flown to Vegas and then they'll pare it back down. I will say Jason Derulo, who I was not a big fan of because he broke up with Jordan Sparks, and I thought that
they
was bad.
They were such a cute couple.
They were cute. He actually, there was a...
I don't know who any of these people are.
It's okay, neither do I.
There was a young man with Down syndrome who got up and danced. And he was obviously not as technically accurate or whatever, but his mom said nothing. He said nothing. So my son has Downs. He doesn't let anything get him down. And he got up there and danced. And even though he knew he wasn't going to be on the show, Jason Derulo told him that he would pay for his ticket to go to Vegas and just be part of the experience.
Oh, that's nice.
So he won brownie points with me. But he's a singer and he's a dancer. And Paula Abdul doesn't look like she's on too many drugs. And it's really been a good season for all of my complaints so far.
But it is funny when with Nigel and Jason just kind of like back up a little bit if Paula starts talking. Yeah. I like Paula Abdul.
She does. She knows her stuff when it comes to dancing. Mm-hmm. She does.
I gotta tell you. Yeah.
All right. So
moving on.
So moving on to people with kids on a spit. That would be your entrance
for Game of Thrones.
Yes.
So they didn't roast any children this week.
Hooray! Oh. Spoiler alert!
They killed a bunch of people though.
How crazy was that? That like spoiler alert.
We're discussing the finale.
Stannis sacrifices his daughter the week before, and you're like, oh okay. It's awful, but then it just like all went downhill so quickly.
Dude, you are not the one.
Yeah.
However, is he dead?
I think he is.
Did she kill him?
I think she did. I mean, what reason would she have to keep him alive, honestly?
But what reason would they have to actually pan away from that?
When they're so violent.
When they're so violent. When you just burned a kid the last week and...
I don't know, but I don't... I literally can't figure out a reason why she would keep him alive, though.
I think this is one of the... This is, again, like Shireen last week, this is the point where the show is overtaking the books and spoiling the books a little bit. Because I do think he died. I think he's... I don't think
there's a plot line left in the books that is not caught up to in the show. Now, that was what I was going down last week at the season finale was, okay, this person caught up. This Sansa, she's off in Terra Incognita.
Yeah.
But, I think everyone is now caught up to the books at this point.
Mm. Yeah. Rian's story has completely changed, so...
Please tell me we all think that Jon Snow is coming back.
I'm still in episode 6 of season
5. Okay. This is very interesting with Mr. Snow.
He's a hot piece. We need him to come back.
He is very cute.
Very cute.
But Kit Harington has said he's done.
Well, he has said that if he's a part of the next season, the show's producers have told him he's done. There's been a lot of lines being drawn where there's still wiggle room of, he knows nothing, Jon Snow, and someone else hasn't told him yet.
Yeah.
One. Two, there has been talk of, depending on how you go into crazy theory time with Steven. So various theories on how
John's... I like the jazz hands. I just wish they translated in audio.
Well, there's the wonderful tremor in the voice. So, theories for how Jon Snow might not be dead.
Keep my your personal, jazz hands up, kids. Go ahead.
My first personal favorite theory is that Melisandre is there, and she does the Red Priest thing, and poof. Ooh.
The only problem is, who are they killing? Well, she can bring him back without royal blood.
Well, but Thoros of Myr brings back Belric just by giving him the kiss of life.
Yeah,
fangirls take it elsewhere.
kiss of life.
So that's one possibility. Other people have talked about that we haven't seen in the show as much. That Bran is a warg.
Mm-hmm.
In the books, mm-hmm. we have Arya having dreams of Nymeria.
Yeah.
And we have Jon having some experiences with Ghost. And there are a lot of people who judge things of Melisandre, which has said that she looks at Jon's... she's trying to see the king, and all she sees is snow, and then also there is snow, and then the wolf, and then the man, then the wolf. So is his soul going to transfer from his body to Ghost? Can she then transfer the soul back into his body and bring his body back?
Yeah.
That's another theory. Another theory out there is that he will be thrown into an ice cage on the outside face of the wall, which he had not seen in the show whatsoever. Mm. And somehow the White Walkers will raise him to lead the army of the dead. And
I think that's going
into really crazy theory.
Yeah,
but
that's the crazy theory. I think it's either going to be the wolf, or it's, or she's just going to bring him back.
I think she's just going to bring him back
because she's on her way there now.
I've read speculation that apparently she was under the assumption that Stannis was the person that could take out the White Walkers. That he was like the prince that was supposed to come.
He was Azor Ahai reborn.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Right. So mm-hmm. you know, if
say
that's
that
the case,
three times fast.
Right. Azor Ahai reborn.
But you don't win any prizes because we don't have anything left.
I could yet win the best prize of all and be invited back sometime in the future.
Oh no.
Brown corn.
And lo, hath he been struck down by a bolt from above.
If you're an admirer of Game of Thrones, I would have thought that's the way you would want to be treated.
But anyway, so yes, last scene of the finale, Jon Snow got stabbed several times, and Ollie delivered the killing blow, and that was so sad.
It was like so like monotone, though. It was like, for the watch.
Well, yeah. Well, they're not doing it because they hate him. They're doing it because they actually truly feel that he has gone against the watch. That he's brought all of their enemies into this encampment, and it's like, okay, it's not that we really
these are the kind of people
you
that would vote against gay marriage. I'm just saying. Well, they can't see the big picture.
Well, I mean, wars are still in.
Wow! Let's just take that from one side of the table to the other.
Jon Snow has now joined a very important club in the North, and it's people who've had their hearts broken. Ygritte, arrow through the heart. Mance Rayder, arrow through the heart. Jon Snow, dagger through the heart. It's a heartbroken club.
But Mance Rayder is not dead in the books.
Mm-hmm. He's not. But I have to keep show continuity separate from series continuity.
Yeah, and I'm assuming they
because they're
going to
go
show
in different directions at this point. I feel like,
and then
have
of course
to.
You have Sansa jumping off the wall with Theon.
We all think that she's
they're
going to live.
Yeah,
right?
They're going
to
fall into
the powdery
ice
snow or something.
Yeah, powdery snow and run off.
Powdery snow
and be all in.
I'm glad. I was like, so I really was like very glad to see. You know, Theon, like,
finally come back to
finally
Theon.
Be like, okay, I can't do this to this girl yet again. Like, I have to stand up and sacrifice myself.
There is redemption. There are some people who I don't think ever quite get around to redemption. I've never felt that Theon actually manages to redeem himself. As far as things have gone, we've yet to see what exactly he will do.
He's still in the process of redemption. Ramsay's. I'm hoping they just kill Ramsay in like the first episode.
Oh my god, Ramsay's a new Joffrey for sure.
Have you ever heard that actor sing them?
No.
We were asking why Brienne might not have killed Stannis. Well, she might not have killed him if, in the mass of Bolton soldiers, up walks somebody else who stalks her. It might be that she's firmly committed to killing him and. Who knows? An arrow comes out of nowhere and erupts through her chest. I mean, is Joss Whedon on this show?
Maybe the Hound, because we never saw him die either. Maybe
that's
he's
true.
Like,
always,
hey, what's up, Brienne?
They always have to
go, bitch.
Little, are they coming back or not? Well, anyway, we've got 10 months to the next season.
Exactly.
Really?
And while you're angsting over this 10 months,
Mickey is here to tell us about some of the stuff that you must watch in the interim. So, that's Mickey, right. Take it away.
What can we watch? What should we watch?
Great segue.
Thank you.
Well, we're starting to try to do a monthly post on the blog to tell you what great geeky shows are coming out. July's we're in the middle of working on, but for June, as I just lost my page, June 1st, The Whisperers came out, which is based on a Ray Bradbury short story, Zero Hour.
Yes.
I have seen the first few episodes, and they are awesome.
Cool.
This is about aliens that come to Earth, but they don't speak directly to people. They choose to manipulate the adults through little kids. So there's that creepy little kid quality to it. And that's on ABC, so that's the mainstream show I would recommend.
And should be on demand or on Hulu.
Yeah.
You'll need to find it.
If you have Netflix, uh-huh. You must watch Sense8.
Sense8, excuse me.
That is I binged watched that, and it's by Michael Straczynski and the Wachowski brothers, who...
The Wachowskis.
Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Thank you.
They're no longer brothers.
Yeah, no. Husband and wife.
No, they're just siblings.
Okay. They're still siblings, just one of them is now female.
Like, wait a minute.
Yeah, Lana's now female.
Yeah. Well,
the family.
But Sense8 is very complicated to explain. There are people in this world that can sense other people, eight other people around them. And feel their emotions, talk to each other. They don't even have to be in the same room.
Hmm.
There's this scientific group that is trying to stop them and separate them. But the storytelling, the cinematography...
Are they evil in some way?
No, not at all.
The people hunting them are...
The evil ones.
You assume they are evil.
They're jelly because they can't talk to each other?
They
see them as a threat. It's like a higher evolution, so they see them as a threat. But you don't actually know.
Mm-hmm.
Because this first season is just basically getting to know the eight characters.
Oh, okay.
I will say this is a very adult show. If you are offended by sex, in particular gay sex...
Don't watch.
Really. Don't watch.
And that's... You said that was where again? I'm sorry.
On Netflix.
That's a Netflix.
So the Night's Watch would not watch this, is what we're trying to say.
The Night's Watch would not, no. Not, it's totally against gay marriage.
You're right.
But this, of everything that's come out, this is the one I would say everyone needs to see, because it is just amazing.
And I will say kudos to them. I mean, cool. They hired a transgender actress to play a transgender person. Kudos to that Spanish guy, because, man, he's straight, lives with a woman, and his scenes are incredibly gay.
Big time.
So, there's just some really good acting there. It's a strange show. It takes a little while to get into.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like it. There's not many characters that I don't like.
I was into it the first episode, I gotta admit. But the fourth episode, I was so sucked in. Because it was the first time you see them all kind of on the same wavelength doing something. And the way they intercut everybody. Because they're all on different continents.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, on top of it.
Whoa.
And this is actually filmed in all...
In all the locations.
All the locations. Wow. So you have India, you have Germany, you have...
Africa.
Korea.
Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah.
America. Yeah.
Wow.
And so all these people can sense each other. And there are those moments where they just come together. And it's beautiful the way they did several of the coming together scenes. And even by the end, you're going, oh, I need more now. But that, sci-fi's got a ton of shows coming out. Dark Matter has already started. I've seen the first episode, not real thrilled. Can't say I'm into it quite yet, because I have no clue what's really going on, except people wake up on a spaceship. They don't know who they are. They don't know what they're supposed to be doing.
They're on a spaceship.
Killjoy starts this week, I believe, and that's the new Bounty Hunter series by the producers of Orphan Black. It's on Sci-Fi.
Okay.
Humans is coming up on AMC, and that's based on a Swedish series called Real Humans. Once again, a Sci-Fi show. Scream is going to be
MTV
series based on the movie.
Lord knows they can't play music anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, MTV, One of them will do a couple hours of music now.
Well, each one will do 120 minutes, which is like the old school.
They'll 80s do stuff. Like 80s, and then they'll do an hour of 90s, and then they'll do another hour of 90s.
That was kind
of
nice. Yeah.
Something has to happen between 4 a.m. and 5 a.m.
Yeah. It was the other day. I was cleaning around the house and can turn it on, and I was like, that's cool. And then Catfish Show. So.
Right. So if
like you do.
If you go to charlottegeeks.com, the page will come up, says what's new in geeky TV for June. It'll tell you everything that's that I considered geeky. I listed the dates, the times, the channels, and then at the very bottom are the returning shows.
Yay.
So, you know, you have Hannibal, Defiance, Star Wars Rebels, Falling Skies, Teen Wolf, and the same thing will be done for July. So you can set your TiVos, your DVRs.
Nice.
If you're still recording Stitchers at all?
I have not. It is recorded on my TiVo. Okay.
I watched the first episode, and I was trying to explain it to them last week, and I did not do well, so I wanted to see if you had seen it.
Not yet.
Well, because you confused me with the stuff about the other dude, about iZombie versus Stitchers. Yes.
Ugh, love iZombie.
Well, because she ate a brain to get their memories, and Stitchers, she goes into water.
Yeah.
So, it's like, if I had my choice, I'd rather not eat a brain just to find out memories. I'd rather, you know, just go in some water.
But one's a zombie and one's not a zombie.
And the zombie can keep track of
Steven,
time.
Steven, you have a question.
Well, a point, actually. I think I saw it because someone posted it to the Charlie Geeks page, but not a current show, but a soon-to-be-in-production show. Do you guys see the news about American Gods being
reenacted? Yes.
Stars.
I was rather excited to see that.
That would be fun. That's going
to
be fun.
I'm concerned about it being on Stars, but I'm happy to have it greenlighted.
Yeah.
Just because Torchwood was on Stars, was it not?
When it came back, I thought that was just season.
No, it's just BBC.
That was BBC, but
No.
I think Stars was just showing it on the side.
No, the final season was financed by Stars.
Was it really?
Yeah. Hmm. That's why it was brought to America.
Oh, dear.
Was it SG-1 that started on?
I'm not sure.
SG-1 was on Cinemax or Stars or HBO or Showtime. I forget which one.
For the
first season, which is why there's boobs in the first episode, if you watch it unedited. But they make some reference later on in the series to... They make a joke about things being on Cinemax or something like that, but they cut it and said cable TV because they couldn't.
Oh, I see.
Later on in the show, I forget exactly how it played out, but sometimes things start there and move elsewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I know that Torchwood, they were trying to bring it back, and so they ended up signing a deal with one of the cable companies over here, and that's how they financed the final episode, and then they had talked about bringing it back, and I just don't think that's going to happen.
No, I think the only
everybody's
way
gone on
coming,
to everything else. Yeah,
the only way Torchwood's coming back is Big Finish Dramas, the audio plays.
Right, and they are going to do that.
Are very good. So
I keep hearing good things about Wayward Pines.
Oh yes,
have you seen it yet?
I have. That's
awesome.
The show that it records whatever night. The very next night we're watching it. If you are waiting for Twin Peaks with bated breath, this is your holdover show to watch.
Well, good, I'll have to do that. Yeah. I am waiting for Twin Peaks.
Wayward
with bated
Pines
breath.
Is amazing.
Is it really?
There was a huge reveal in last week's episode that I don't want to spoil for anybody. But once it's secret agents and creepy little town and monsters and
monsters.
Once again,
monsters.
Trying to train the children.
Yes.
It has kind of a... If you're a fan of Shirley Jackson novels, she did...
The Lottery.
The Lottery. It has a little bit of that feel. But like I said, this week's episode just took a huge turn.
Okay.
It's well worth it.
Cool.
Well worth it.
We're going to binge watch that one because I've been wanting to see that. So.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we did actually get... For us X-Files fan, we got some pictures.
Yes.
Ooh, on the internet.
Yes. Of Scully and Mulder.
So Scalder.
Scalder, yes.
They're scuddlier.
I'm waiting with bated breath for that one as well. So, yeah, bring me back.
Does that mean you have, like, fish in your mouth?
I
bated
do.
Breath.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to watch Fear the Walking Dead? Or?
Very likely, yeah. Why not? It ties me over till The Walking Dead comes back.
Yes, see, that is my unit. I'm the unicorn chaser because I can't do that. I have to. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt is on my list, not Fear the Walking Dead. So.
I gotta go with. Have you seen any of the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
No. This, you know,
I'm a roommate.
You got it, yeah.
Yeah,
you just got
amazing. We've got some work to do. We've just got so much on our plate right now. So
you have to turn your brain a little off. But I loved it.
But other things that have been shocking. There's a Star Wars comic book shocker.
Should we do the spoiler?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, it's been out for 2 or 3 weeks, ish. It may spoil some people if you follow comics.
Do you want to spill it?
Just in the very loose terms, there was news of a Star Wars comic that has come out where in the last couple of pages, as Han and Leia are running around between A New Hope and Empire, they run into a woman who is like, "Where's Han Solo? I've got to find that man." Well, he's over, you know, why? Because I'm his wife!
Dun, dun, dun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We just know that she is enough of a... I remember how swear worthy we are here.
Bitch.
Yeah,
you can swear.
Badass,
swear.
But,
try to get the E right out of the way.
Okay. Well, hey. She's enough of a badass that she runs into the group that Greedo, the bounty hunter who finds Han Solo in the bar and gets shot first. She runs into the rest of his gang, and they're like, "If we give you information, will you give us something?" And she's like, "Sure."
Blow job.
No.
Any of that. That's
where Tiffany goes. She gets the information, and then
brought
she goes
to you by
to leave.
Disney.
And the guys are like, "What are you going to give us?" "Well, I'm not killing you right now." So
that's pretty considerate.
Yeah. Exactly. But she is claiming that at some point previously, she and Han got married, and we don't know how. I don't know. This is one of those things that conflicts me because Disney threw out all the old continuity once they acquired Lucasfilm. The only thing that actually counts is the movies, the TV shows, and anything Disney has released since then. So this is now in the continuity, whereas many other things aren't. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that will mean. So I'm kind of anxious about that.
I'm just surprised they gave Calista Flockhart a job.
Wow.
Well, you know, she really hasn't had one in a while. No. But speaking of things that Disney is giving us, Star Wars Cruise.
Oh,
this is actually really kind of cool. Mm-hmm. They've announced that they're going to be doing
a
Star Wars
vision
Cruise.
Of a bunch of guys with stormtrooper helmets and speedos on.
Well, and see, here's the thing. You know, we're planning the honeymoon, and we had talked about maybe going to Europe, and now we've thought about maybe, you know, reconsidering that for a later trip, and I looked at the Star Wars Cruise. My only concern is I don't know if on my honeymoon I want to be trapped with a bunch of kids that are going to think that episodes 1, 2, and 3 are actually real. Running around and Clone Wars.
Was a wonderful
and, but Jar Jar, he's going
I never
overboard.
Said
I see him. That's it. I'm doing everybody a favor.
The good thing is they only mention the classic trilogy characters that will be on the boat. Darth Vader, Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Price of admission right there for me. Chewbacca, which I can't imagine some poor sap dressed up as fucking Chewbacca.
And I know.
Some poor sap dressed
up as Vader.
Mexico.
Yeah.
Cozumel.
I mean, if it's Alaska, I can see
horrible.
It.
Yeah, it's the Bahamas and all that stuff.
They did specify they were going to have cast members or important people to Star Wars visiting for each of the cruises. The fact that they're going to do up some of the bars on the ship, like the Mos Eisley Cantina.
Oh my god, yes.
That is actually more for me than seeing people dressed like Boba Fett. I can see the Mandalorian mercs anywhere I go.
Yeah.
Cantina bar, though.
Have the band going like that?
Get
all dressed
milk.
Up? Oh, yeah.
Or no.
Matt, I've never seemed so excited.
I know. Have Obi-Wan Kenobi cut off somebody's arm? I mean, I might give just, my left arm just
it.
To do it. So.
He doesn't like
that. I would like to say in that.
No, okay.
I like the left arm.
All right.
I'm attached to the fact that that's where the wedding ring is supposed to go.
Oh.
I think it was Palm de Baba's right arm that wound up on the floor anyway, so.
Okay.
Maybe, oh, well, then that's fine.
Maybe my, just a pinky, then? I don't know. I can do a pinky.
No.
Which is really sad, no. Because he was an architect and he couldn't draw anymore.
I know! Little Robot Chicken, for those of you who haven't ever watched it. I love that. That's one of my favorite Robot Chicken segments.
I love the Wampa. From the third one. Such a... Oh, God.
You're verklempt.
Luke just pulling up for gas, and that Wampa there trying to get his keys.
So mean.
I love you, Seth Green, just for those Star Wars, those Robot Chicken
stars. Yeah, little parts of weirdness. So speaking of weirdness, Weird Al in town this weekend.
Nice.
I know.
Yes, I'll miss him this time, but you guys will see him for me, so.
Yes. Yeah, Weird Al concert Friday up in the auditorium. Very excited. Very excited, so.
We'll report on that next week, I guess.
Yeah, we'll report on that next week. But just excited to see him in person. Got to see Eddie Izzard last year and Weird Al, so I'm slowly crossing people off my bucket list that I've wanted to see.
Oh, and incidentally, crossing people off your bucket list, Eric Idle, John Cleese.
That's right, October.
Evans Auditorium.
Uh-huh. What October?
What about John Cleese?
This October.
No,
October.
I mean, like...
It's the day before the Geek Gala.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
And I may actually have to. I may actually have to do that. Oh my god! It's John Cleese and Eric Idle.
Yeah,
I know.
I've been in the same room with Terry Gilliam. I got to be in the same room with two other Pythons
and every
Monty Python,
show ever.
Delegation is your friend.
It's the day before.
Yeah.
Yeah, day before.
That will be our reward if we get everything done ahead of time. So start working now.
Done.
All right, so let's go to some of the sad stuff and get this over with.
Yeah.
I know.
We lost Christopher Lee this week.
Yeah. And for those of you who listened to the first couple episodes, we had previously linked some of his death metal music, Christmas songs.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. I put a link on, I think it was on my Facebook page, with him talking about Peter Cushing and Vincent Price. It's kind of sad that three of my idols are now having drinks somewhere in the cosmos, but he was talking about him and Peter Cushing actually doing Yosemite Sam and Sylvester the Cat impersonations, and that just made me so happy, the thought of Peter Cushing and Christopher Lee doing these impersonations. But 93 is a very good age. That man, I hope someone writes a detailed autobiography or a biography of him, because he lived like six lifetimes.
I thought there was one already out.
He wrote an autobiography that had to leave out a lot of his wartime stuff because it's still classified.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a story that when he was doing Return of the King, and Peter Jackson told him, you need to sound like this when somebody stabs you in the back. And he looked at Jackson and said, no, I know what people sound like when you stab them in the back. I know what sound to make. It's okay. So, yes, he hunted Nazis. He worked for the Bureau of Ungentlemanly Warfare, which just...
kicks ass.
I know. He's a step-cousin of Ian Fleming and is kind of rumored to be the actual basis for James Bond.
I believe that.
Yeah. Really just very, very interesting man. And he actually died on Sunday, and his wife of 50 years kind of held off announcing it to the press so she can tell all of the friends and family prior to actually announcing it. So this is why we didn't hear about it until Thursday. But, just fascinating guy.
I wonder if that's how they came up with the Kingsman.
Probably. The movie. It sounds like, yeah. When they said the Bureau of Ungentlemanly Warfare, I'm like, oh my god, that's so British.
Yeah, and my first thought was, the Kingsman. There's got to be some correlation in there.
But it's the same bureau that, for those Doctor Who fans, John Pertwee also worked for it. The third Doctor also worked for it.
Wow.
During World War II. But they reported directly to Winston Churchill. So, and a lot of their stuff is still classified. Because they did bad things. Yeah. They did...
Very bad things.
Define bad. But they did things that
are ungentlemanly.
Ungentlemanly. And could still be prosecuted. But... We lost Christopher Lee.
And unfortunately, he was not the only one.
No.
We also lost Ron Moody, who most people know from Broadway, from the film version of Oliver. He was Fagin. Mm-hmm. And then also World War Wrestling lost Dusty Rhodes. Kind of a sad thing for him. And, yeah.
I'll tell you who we didn't lose because they were already gone. Ruby Dee died a year ago. Please stop sharing it. It's not a new death. Rue McClanahan died in 2010, people. Let it go. Yes. Let it go. Hmm. She was already gone. And in other sad news, we had, speaking of Doctor Who, the War Doctor, John Hurt, has announced that he's been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer at 75. It is in the early stages, you said. You read a little bit more about this than I had a chance to, so why don't you talk about it?
That's what I told, what I read. Yeah, that he just, it's early stages, and so he already has treatment going, and his doctors say it's going to be a good outcome, and he believes it, but, you know, he's 75, so just have to cross your fingers, but,
He's one of those actors who for the longest time just did not look like he aged.
Right.
Between Alien and like, his movies in the early 90s, it's like, man, the man just didn't age at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who was he in Alien?
He was,
the android.
No, he wasn't.
No, that was Andrew, yeah.
He was the one that initially got face-hugged. Oh. And his name just...
That's right.
Went right out of my head.
If we only had
Peter internet. Parker.
No, it's not Peter Parker.
Or Milo Morales. It's
neither. He was Elephant Man.
Also not, he was also the Elephant Man, and he was excellent in that.
Red Shirt 85, but... Speaking of, the book Red Shirts is really good. I just read it, like, last week, and I was like, this is really good! I was getting platelets, and I had 2 hours to kill, so.
Yeah, I was actually somewhat disappointed in the end, but I do think it's one of Scalzi's better books. I like Lock In, too, incidentally. His newest book is also very good.
He was the guest of honor.
And he's a very funny man. I was rather... He was a very funny guy. I was rather...
Mickey, you were at Con Carolinas. What were some of the panels you did?
The first one is What's New in TV? Big surprise. And then I did What Was Better, the Book, the Movie, or the TV Show. That was fun. That was with Kelly Lockhart. And I cannot remember the other panelist's name.
Kane. He was Kane in Alien.
There we go. I did a new style trivia very late at night, so we were a little naughty. And it turned out really good, I heard. I did science and movies.
Sex toys of the future.
Sex toys of the future. And that's about... There's one other that I cannot remember at the moment.
What's your favorite sex toy of the future?
Oh my gosh. Probably has to be a chair. There's a certain chair thing that you sit and you rock on.
Mm.
And I was like, well, that's just interesting.
Did you hear about these sex dolls that now have sentient intelligence?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, yeah, porn is the technological leader. That's the reason why we have DVDs. The reason why we had VHS.
That's being on porn, though. That's just like I don't want like to be killed by a porn doll that starts bitching at me to clean up something or something like that. You know, I can just it's just so weird.
Just go off and turn her off.
As I sit here and think about AI and porn, and there's a wonderful anime called Ghost in the Shell. I'm talking
about the movie,
and you have the I can't remember the name of it. You have an AI arise from the internet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then it downloads itself into a cyborg body, and that's the big deal, is that you have a something exhibiting all the signs of being a human without actually having been a person for first, not having the question of whether or not you have a ghost or a soul. Hence the name Ghost in the Shell. Yeah. And I always said this is something we never have to worry about, because any sentience that comes from the internet will have too much time spent on porn to actually form coherent thoughts. Porn and cat pictures.
Yes.
But I'm sitting here and wondering about AI and porn, and how do I feel about that? And I feel like the limitation that I also have to come back to the definition of AI and figure out how stringent my definition is before I accept that the porn industry did it first.
But I did see some things
on
Facebook.
It's in its works. It's not...
It's twerking now?
Yes, it's twerking now.
It's in the twerks.
No, right. But if you go to like the big conventions at the beginning of the year in you Vegas, do? You see all kinds of things.
But go to the convention early because after that they have to Washington.
Yeah.
But if you want to watch an interesting movie, I would totally recommend Lars and the Real Girl.
That is a good movie.
From 2007. And it's about Ryan Gosling plays a semi-backward man who is tired of being alone, and so he buys a non-sentient sex doll and starts bringing her around town as his girlfriend, and of the whole town kind of bonding together to accept the girl and then helping him kind of
and
through the whole process. But it was very interesting. I didn't think I would like it. I thought it was stupid when I first saw the pictures, and I'm like, this is dumb. And one Saturday I was cleaning the house or something, as you will, and started watching a little bit of it while I was folding laundry, and next thing I know, I was watching it after the laundry was folded, and I just kept watching it.
Another movie I recommend is called It Follows. Canadian film, Canadian horror film. Not grotesque or gory in any way. More psychological, kind of creepy. But it's about sexually transmitted demons.
You know what to say.
What was the name of that movie?
It Follows.
It Follows. Okay.
The main character has sex with this guy, and these demons actually focus on her. And in order to get them to stop focusing on her, she has to have sex with somebody else. Now, these demons will actually kill you if they catch you. So if they catch and kill the person you had sex with, it falls back to you.
Talk about angry fucking.
No. Oh,
shit. Venge fucking.
And on that happy note.
Yeah,
we have come to the end of our...
Wait a minute, one last shout out. Everybody, if this goes up tomorrow, go to Rocky Horror Friday Night at Cinnabar.
Yes.
It will be the last time that type cast will be performing the shadow cast at Rocky Horror at Cinnabar.
Hopefully they'll find a new venue soon. And if you have a new venue and you would like to have an awesome cast, please help out.
Because that type cast is actually really, really great. They do Con Carolinas. They've been doing Cinnabar for quite a while, so I'm sad to see them stop.
And it's always
very successful.
So, yeah.
I'll be there.
All right.
There you go. All right.
So
everybody go around and say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Au revoir.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Guten Nacht.
Yeah.
Later. Guardians Geekery out.